when I was thinking of a topic for today, yeah, I was thinking of choosing this theme of asking who we are. Honestly, I have been here before, and I'm now back here again. And still, the question still rising to my mind, who am I? What is my purpose here? And today, we have just read about the questions or the words from King Solomon when he's proclaiming everything is meaningless. And for you today, I have a question as well. Have you ever asked yourself before, what is the purpose of your existence? Why I am doing this? Why are you here at APNTS? Why are you doing this? You must be doing something for your family, but you're here. Why? Where are you going? Why I am here? When I first came here at APNTS on June 2006, on my first semester, I had never thought of these questions. I was so excited then to learn so many things about the seminary. I just learned that we have a seminary here in Manila. But then, just like many of us here today, I had experienced discouragement, struggles, as I strive to do good and to finish my program that time as early as possible, just to end the difficulties. And so I had asked myself, why I'm here at APNTS? That was more than 8 years ago. And when I came back here last July 2013, I am asking myself same question again. Why I am here again? What is really the purpose of my existence in this life? The danger now is when we forget our goals in life, and what is worse, when we don't have goals in life at all. We had read about the words of King Solomon that talks about some of the negative results that arise when we have no purpose or goals in our lives. King Solomon had it all. He had wealth more than he could ever use to please himself. He had possessions that more than he could ever enjoy. He had even more wives than a man could have today that he could ever please. He even had the wisdom far greater than any one of us today. And yet, he didn't have real understanding on the purpose of his life. And just like many of us today, I believe, when we don't know the purpose of life, everything seems empty, right? Empty and meaningless, as mentioned in verse 2. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. Have you ever felt this way in one moment of your life here at APNTS? When you just woke up one morning and says, it's meaningless, I need to go home. He broke up with me, it's meaningless to pursue my career here. Without some guiding purposes in life, our life does not make much sense at all. When we don't know the purpose of life, then life can be an endless cycle of futility or uselessness. In verses 4, 5, and 6, Solomon says, generations come and generations go. The sun rises and the sun sets and hurries back to where it rises. The wind blows to the south and turns to the north. Round and round it goes. It's like you're doing something and you're going back to that same thing that you have started all over again. Why? Because you have no direction. Life becomes like a merry-go-round. Have you ridden this merry-go-round? It's like you're moving forward, but you have no direction at all. You are not going to the place you are going to do. You are going to go. Life does not bring you anywhere. And in verse 8, Solomon continues, all things are wearisome, more than one can say. Life wears out. It is wearing us out. It makes us always tired. Now I am very tired. No, just kidding. You know, when I come to think of my experience here at APNTS, I am wondering how was I able to come to a point that I'm graduating again this coming April. And I am thinking, Lord, there were times in my life that I am worn out. But still, I am here, I survive. And finally, when we don't know the purpose of life, you will never have satisfaction. The last part of verse 8 says, the eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear its feel of hearing. We always want more, right? We have started from 10-inch, have you remembered? We just started with a 10-inch black and white television for some of us here. And we're not contented but to buy a giant screens, high resolution with good sounds. But still, we're not contented. Some of us need to buy a projector to make it a big screen. Some of us have to buy a flat screen attached on the wall. We have no contentment. We have more than 100 channels on our television. And we're still restless to find the channel that would satisfy us. We still want more and no satisfaction. It is because the things of life don't really satisfy unless you have a purpose. Now, if we are still having struggles of having no clear purpose in our lives, especially for the graduating students, today I am challenging you. I want you all today to know that God has set a purpose for your life and for me. In Ephesians 1, verses 4 to 5, it says, long before he laid down earth's foundation, he had us in mind. He had settled on us as the focus of his love to be made whole and holy by his love. This verse tells us that long ago, long, long time ago, even before he created the heavens and the earth, we are already in God's mind. Amen. We are already in God's mind that he designed and created us with the sole purpose of being able to focus on his love for us and that we would be his family. In verse 10 it says, and this was his purpose, that when the time was ripe, he will gather us all together from wherever we are, in heaven or on earth, to be with him in Christ forever. We're going to be with God forever, brothers and sisters. When the time is ripe, when the time of waiting is over, God will come and gather us together. Whether we are in the heaven or on earth, he is going to take us to be with him forever. This is the purpose of God. God is leading us to eternal dwelling with him. However, we still have a lot of things to do here on earth, here in our studies at the seminary, and perhaps in our future ministries. But it is important for us today to understand that the purpose of life is not only to prepare us for the opportunities of the future, but most of all, to prepare us for eternity. This life is like schooling. We started as a preschool, we continued in high school, college, universities, now graduate studies, and further PhD until we graduate, maybe until we are tired of going to school already. We may live 60, 70, 80 years, but that is just a tiny little inch on the meter of life, because we're going to live forever with God. So the reasons we're alive, the reason God has left us here to get us ready for the eternity. That's the reason of our existence. We are here preparing not only for the future, but for the eternity experience with our Creator. Let me share to you three things that God wants you and me to do with our lives. The first one is God wants us to get to know Him more and more every moment of our lives. Honestly, again, I admit, maybe if I was not able to come here to APNTS, maybe if I pursued my career, my profession, I would not known God in my life. Before I graduate in high school, I have seen the struggles of my parents who are pastors in the Church of the Nazarene. And I declared to myself, I would not be a pastor. I would take the best course in university, not just to be a pastor. And so I took a chemical engineering. Oh, we have a preacher last time, right? A chemical engineer, Pastor Keith. And I said, I would prove to myself that I could sustain the needs of my family by this profession. 5 years in engineering course, I finished. Said immediately, I took my review in UP Los Baños. After 6 months, I finished reviewing. And
just one night, maybe because I'm scared of failing the exam, I made a covenant or a agreement with God, a condition. I said, Lord, if you would allow me to pass the exam, Lord, I will follow you. If it's really your calling for me to be a pastor, to support my father after he resigned, I would follow you, Lord. And I think that's the biggest joke I made with God. 3 days after the we took the exam for 3 days, and the next day, the result come out. After the exam, I went back to my hometown, Iloilo. I'm riding a bus. I took a land trip going back to Iloilo. And then, I received text, congratulations, Engineer Stanley Carl Cortesano. Wow, I was overwhelmed. When I arrived in Iloilo, I said, I would look for a job. I would look for a job. I'm an engineer already. And then, I forgot the agreement that I made with God. I went to Cebu for application. I went back to Iloilo, back and forth. The companies are not responding me. I said, Lord, really? After all 5 years, after taking a very difficult exam? And then, I tried to work in a sugar central in Iloilo. I stayed in a parsonage, actually, of one of our pastors. But then I feel no joy of doing those things. It's not that I don't like to pursue my career, but I said, Lord, maybe you're reminding me again of my agreement with you. And then Dr. Monticastro, one of our professors here before, attended our camp in Iloilo. And he introduced APNTS. We have a seminary in Antipolo. If you are interested, fill up this form now. And without hesitation, I grabbed one copy and signed. And there's an application fee, huh? It's not for free. I sent $10 here to the seminary, I think. I remember, without ever planning, without ever thinking of how could I survive here in the seminary at the time, I came here. And that was the saddest moment in the life of my parents. After sending you for 5 years, after spending, why? Why you choose this path? And those times, I am asking myself, why, Lord? Why I am here at APNTS? And after graduation, one by one, I am seeing the fruit of following the call of God. I am crying again. Why I was here 7 years, 8 years ago? Because my wife is here. Right? She's waiting for me here. She planned not to get married. No, that is... Why? Because God is preparing me for a ministry outside Philippines, not only here in Philippines. Why? Maybe because God is developing in me a leadership that I may not apply when I'm working as a professional engineer. And why I'm here again? I'm not know. I don't know. But I believe God has something for me. We need to know God more in our lives. It is only by knowing Him that we would understand His calling on us. The second thing that I would like to share that God wants us to do is to become like Christ. What's the mission of APNTS? Asia Pacific Nazarene Theological Seminary, a graduate school in the Wesleyan tradition, prepares men and women for Christ-like leadership and excellence in ministry. We should not only be excellent in our own way, but we should be excellent in our Christ-likeness. And I have seen, I have experienced it here in APNTS with all the different cultures on how we bridge cultures for Christ. If we are members of His family, we ought to take a family characteristic. We know God is trying everything to form His character in our lives to make us like His Son, Jesus Christ. That has always been His goal. Now, what makes Romans 28 says very special is, we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. How is everything working together for good in your life, brothers and sisters? God knew what He was doing for you from the very beginning. He decided to shape the lives of those who love Him along the same lines as the life of His Son, Jesus Christ. But why are there some things that are good and some things that are bad? Why do they happen? Because God, I believe, is building Christ-like character in your lives. Life was not good for Jesus Christ. They spat on Him. They mocked Him. They even crucified Him. And even Jesus told us, they persecuted me and they'll persecute you as well. You might get ready for it now also. Remember the words I spoke to you. No servant is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours. It is only in our Christ-likeness that we will be effective in our ministries. So as we go through all these experiences, some good and some bad, God is molding us to be more and more like Jesus. And finally, there is one more thing that God wants us to do. That is to share our life's purpose with others. Why does God keep you around? Why are you here in APNTS? Why not stay in your own country? Because God wants to use us in sharing your life's purpose to others. The Bible says, in 2 Corinthians 5:19, God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sin against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. So once we understand what life is all about, that this is a preparation for eternity, God wants us to tell as many other people as we can about this purpose. I don't want to make this sermon very long, but this is my challenge for all of us today. It won't be too many years that we can live in this world, or we can have more opportunities to study. Now that what will happen after we will leave APNTS, and after we even leave this world, what legacy or advocacy are we leaving behind us? A life with a purpose is not empty and useless. It is a life with contentment, with God's grace and love. And we can only have this life with a purpose if we have God in it and allowing ourselves to know him more and more every day with Jesus. It is when we ought to become like Christ, the apostle sent by God into this world, that we could reach and share our life's purpose with others. Let us ask God to lead us in the paths of righteousness, that we will have satisfaction in this life. Why are you here? Why I am here? Because God has a purpose in you. God will use you to do greater things in life. And let us not be selfish, not to share this purpose to others, and allow God lead us to eternity. Amen. Amen. Thank you.